White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
We're black. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, by the way. I'm a club sub. You know what I'm saying? Light onions. You know what I'm saying? Extra mayo. You know what I'm saying? Extra and turkey and cheese, you know, that. I don't know how Brother Z enjoys his cousin sub. Brother Z, how do you enjoy your cousin sub, bro?
I like the turkey ones.
Okay. What toppings, bro?
Just the regular turkey.
Just like everything on it?
Lettuce, tomato, onion.
Yeah, mayo. See, that's what I say, what you like on it. You know what I'm saying? You want jalapeno peppers on it?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to find out, because I've been told him put some jalapenos on there, because that's what he wants, because I don't eat jalapenos. You know what I'm saying?
Put like banana peppers or something.
Okay, all right. See, that's different. That's different. I wouldn't put no banana peppers on mine, but I didn't even know they put banana peppers on your subs. But anyway.
I don't think they do.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, you could make a special. Listen, I am the cousin sub of the day, so I might be able to make something happen. You feel what I'm saying? Be like, look, I understand everything that y'all got going on, but Brother Z would like to add something to his sub, you know. But you know, you're not subbing. You're always in producer booth. So yeah, you don't get your way. So yep, no banana peppers for you. but if I was to be able to ask you. Brother Z. And of course, Cousin Sub of the Day is sponsored by Cousin Sub. And I'm always happy to be in here and say, hey, I am the Cousin Sub of the Day. How do you believe that we can make it a safe summer in Milwaukee? In your opinion, what do you think it will take to make Milwaukee have a safe summer? What are some things that should be done or needs to be done in order to ensure that?
I think people just have to spend more time with the kids or the teens, like the families and stuff. Just get together, hang out more. Spend more time together, because then that'll just keep them busy and keep them out of trouble.
But we ain't only talking about teens now. We're talking about in general, because there's some Toys R Us adults that are trying to still act like they little teens, or you get what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, as a totality, when I'm asking this question, it's not just about like the teens. It's about just because it's not just teens. Kiana McGowan, who ended up killing Dr. Bolton from Milwaukee Health Services because he was trying to say, hey, turn your music down or whatnot. And she literally thought, I guess, she had a right to shoot and kill him because he had made a kicking motion towards the door. And she admitted it was a kicking motion like towards the door. And he didn't have no beer. He had a can of sparkling water. So it's adults. This is in its totality. Even with the reckless driving, I need people to understand that it is not just teens that are out here doing the reckless driving. I know we see a lot of that. So I'm not saying that it's not a lot of that. But no, it's some grown-ass men and women that are reckless driving. It's some aunties and uncles that are reckless driving out here as well. So I'm saying it in a totality, because the violence is not just limited to one area of our population here in the city of Milwaukee. So it's kids, it's teens, it's grown folks, which I call Toys R Us adults, if they out here still doing some of this foolishness and recklessness. So in that vein, if you're looking at how can we try to ensure that we have a safe summer? I'm not saying that all violence will stop, because that's not going to happen. I want it to, but I know that that's not going to happen.
It's going to sound really messed up, but I don't care about those adults. Those are grown adults. They know what decisions they're making. Like, and they're going to have to live with those consequences and live with those actions. Like, these kids, they don't know what, like, they still, most of them don't know between right, between wrong. So I feel like they are more important and we should focus on them more than a grown-ass adult, because they an adult at the end of the day.
Okay, when you say that they don't know, are you saying that when they skip school or drop out of school that they don't know what they're doing?
Yeah, no, they know what they're doing to the extent of they're not going to class, but they don't know what they're doing as far as of how it's going to affect their future.
Okay, so when they pick up a gun and add the switch to it, do they know that they actually picked up a gun when they're making videos on TikTok and Instagram and other social media platforms and saying, yeah, we going to do this, we going to do this, yeah, we looking for you and this, that, and the other? Do you feel like they know what they're doing when they're doing that? They don't realize that they have a gun that can kill someone in their hands, even though they're talking about killing people?
Well, yeah, but then that's when I go back to saying I'm more concerned about them than an adult doing that.
Okay, so and I'm just saying, how do we get them to not do that for this summer and every summer and winter and fall and spring after this? How do we do that? That is kind of like where I'm going with it. Like, what are some things that need to be done that can ensure that curfews being enforced, just like Nikki Nicole had said? Like, you know, what are some things, if you were in charge, and these are the things that I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to say you're in charge of the city, the county, whatever the case may be. What are some things that you would put in place? You are the MPD, you are the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, you know, what are the things that you would do? And so I'll let him, I see we got callers coming back here, but I want to hear from you, Brother Z. What would you do? This is what I'm saying. Like, you've seen what has been done. You've seen things that may have been tried. What would Brother Z do different?
I mean, in that case, nothing, because nothing's worked. So
we just gotta be ready for a deadly summer.
Yeah, we just gonna have to. Yeah,
damn.
Natural selection, I guess. At that point,
hit damn three times in a row, bro. Like,
damn.
Let's go to the line, cause that's crazy. Smith Black on a YouTube page said, "Bring in robots, Homer." Great afternoon, love you, appreciate you, Brother James. Great afternoon, love you, appreciate you. How can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion?
Well, then you have to start going back to the punishing them, man. I mean, when who's coming up as young kids? We got punished for everything, and how many cars can they steal without being right back out? So they setting the tone to me, seem like these crimes that they're doing, because there's a lot of kids out here that got a lot of felony crimes that be right back outside. So until then, they do something about how they're going to do something with these kids when they commit these crimes.
James. What I'm saying is, yes, you're the person. You are the person that would be able to. So what are the things that you would do? We're not saying that if they did this and until they do this. No, what would the book of James look like as it relates to making sure we end up having a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion?
Bank them for the crimes. Hey, put the crimes back on the books. When I was young, coming up, man, we stole a car. We had to go to Wales. These dudes don't go nowhere. I learned from my mistakes. They ain't over the if they ain't being told that there's consequences behind it, how is anything going to change?
All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Listen, and see, that's where I'm going. I'm putting the power in our hands as a community, as a city, as a county. What would you do? We know the things that you may say don't work. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't do this. They should. They need to do this. No, you are the one putting down the law of the land in your opinion on how you would handle and facilitate these things. Before I go to break, I got to go to the YouTube page. Truth Nation, definitely giving their thoughts and opinions on this. Let's see. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real said accountability for actions. Reese, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said they need training programs for good paying jobs and real jobs. Also, get rid of the drugs and alcohol. Mal the Elephant said, parents, check on your kids. Make sure you know where they are. Mayfair and Brookfield malls already have policies in place to ensure that 18 and younger are with an adult. Sam King, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Says send them to their own island. I call it Annihilation Island. Great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Exkana Corner, a.k.a. Melissa, said stop going to nightclubs and start raising your children. Christopher Giles, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said get involved with the Black Hebrew Israelites and get the hell away from those religious pastors who lie and don't have the truth or answers. A.P. Smith said, unfortunately, this question can't be answered in one episode. A lot to tackle between the adults and minors involved, but a lot of parents can't handle parenthood, and the adults need help. Well, I got to get ready to take care of some bills again. Keep the information coming. Keep your thoughts and opinions coming. You can call the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the Tory Lowe Show. I am the cousin sub of the day, the legendary Home of Blow, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We're black. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. Of course, I am your cousin sub of the day, sponsored by Cousin Sub. Of course, we will hear again from Tory Lowe at about 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And of course, we are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And I am the legendary Home of Blow. And of course, right now I'm asking, you know, how, in your opinion, and if you had all of the power, how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? So I need you to take out anything else that you are thinking that, well, the police need to this, that. You are in control of it all. So if you are in control of it all, what would the things you are in control of the judges, you are in control of law enforcement, you're in control of the prisons, the jails, you're in control of all of that. And so how would you keep law and order and bring down some of the crime that we know, unfortunately, will increase usually during the summer months here in Milwaukee, and that we could replicate throughout the year? You feel what I'm saying? So it won't have to just be that summer will be calm and safe, but, you know, just have it safe all around. Larry Butler on the YouTube Truth Nation page said they want to be gang, put them in the army. Okay. Give us a call. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. And give me your thoughts, comments, and opinions. Bill Sinsky on the Truth Talk text line said, yes, parents need to spend much more time with their kids, especially evenings. So, yeah, and this is how we got to try to make this thing work. I mean, we cannot just keep saying, well, they need to do that. No. What are those things that they need to do? You are the one in control. You're the captain now. Sam King said Alcatraz. I'm going to go to the Lines, the truth lines, truth talk text lines. We've got T-Raw. T-Raw, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. In your opinion, you are in control. How can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I believe that the law should put the power back to the parents to govern their homes. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm saying it's getting to the point where it's hard for you to discipline a child and get, you know, to do it. And besides that point, they need to start charging the parents. When these kids have guns on them and stuff, the parent, if they knew that the child had the gun in the house, they should be going right with the child. And then if the child is grown enough to have a gun, put him in the big jail. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, these are in your opinion. If you had all of the control, all of the power, what would you do to make it a safe summer in Milwaukee? Going right back to the lines. Remember the line to call in or to text, talk text, 833-212-1017. G-Hi, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. In your opinion, how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee? If you were in control of everything, what would be your law of the land to make sure that we got a safe summer?
Hey, Homer, blow love and appreciate you too, brother.
Yeah, love you more.
First thing I would do is I would allocate funds to bring back programs in the YMCA. When you're a neighborhood kid, you go for free, Boys and Girls Club, and then Summer Stars for at night. And then on the law side, I would actually, the first time a child, a teenager gets in trouble, that's on them. The second time, it's a warning or some type of community service for the parent. And the third time, the parent has to do jail time. Most of this stuff start at home. You got to get it under control in the home. I have teenage kids who thankfully don't get in trouble, but I know they every move, every action, everybody who they with, and things of that nature. We got to take more of this by building families in our community to get away from violence and start loving each other, because what I've learned is hurt people hurt people. And so one of the biggest things I do know is that we have teenage boys that's out here lost, that's committing crimes and stuff because they don't have nothing to look forward to. And I will actually give them the choice. You want to go to jail or you want to get that piece of mail, meaning you can go to school and get you a trade or you can do this time, one or the other. But we got to find something to do. And keeping it funky, America is fundamentally crime-ridden. If you're looking in big city areas all over the country, we got problems with crime because we have too many people jam-packed in too many places. But I yield the floor. You have a great day, brother.
All right. Thank you very much. I love you. I appreciate you. And, of course, we're going to go right to the lines again. If you want to get your thoughts, comments, and opinions heard, you can hit us up on our Truth Nation YouTube page or the X page, 1017 The Truth, or you can call 833-212-1017. Coley, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. In your opinion, what's happening with you?
Okay. Today, did you see a Milwaukee County judge got indicted with two felonies?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, here's a grandmama at Rufus King buying Kobe's, Shay Shay paying $25 a cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear about the Bear Center hiding the facts about minority participation because they may have empowered illegals because they're not opening up financial statements, and we believe, I heard it on that other black radio station, that there's possibly a case where the subcontractors used illegal immigrants to claim minority status. Now, the Bear Center, in case people don't know, was funded by all of us. There was supposed to be economic reach out to a lot of zip codes, black and brown. Okay? And this I heard on that, so I don't know all the facts, but there's a claim that the Bear Center will not open up their financial books because they believe they tried to meet the minority goals by giving it to subcontractors, yet the subcontractors hired illegals. So, I mean, where you want to start? You want to start with Shay? You want to start with the Judge, Auburn?
I want to start with Milwaukee, and how can we make it a safe summer
in Milwaukee? Economic empowerment. Economic empowerment.
What does that look like in your,
and
the
simple,
way you would
brother.
Do it? No, no. What does that look like? How will you stop the crime? Because you're
bring back the dollar house program. Mm-hmm. Second, I will lower property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even giving home ownership if you're not allowing a person to even buy the house.
Mm-hmm. And that will stop the crime.
You got to let the police be the police. If they're going to bust some heads, they're going to bust some heads. So be it. I know the first time, well, why us? Why? Well, we in Milwaukee, it ain't nothing but it's the north side and the south side. You got to let them, bro. I just drove past a police officer at the corner. Somebody came and did like a donut, and police didn't even do nothing. Police looking at them like I'm looking at them.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I want economic empowerment.
Okay.
And I think first and foremost.
Okay.
You have to foster the environment.
Okay. I got you, Coley. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Again, we are asking, how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? What needs to happen? What needs to happen? What would you do if you had all the power? Not talking about the people who are in charge now. What would you do? And for you, and in your opinion, that would make sure that we can have a safe summer here in Milwaukee and hopefully throughout the year. Got to get ready to go take care of some bills. You already know how it goes, so you know what we're talking about. The number to call in or talk text, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is your Cousin Sub of the Day, the legendary Home of Blow, sponsored by Cousin Sub. We'll be black.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, 1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, hosted today by Home of Blow in studio.
Yes, sir.
Tory Lowe live from Lambeau Field. Hey, Home of Blow, it's been powerful up here.
Man, Lambeau!
It's been powerful.
Yes, sir. I can only imagine, bro. I can only imagine.
Hey, they got some good food up here, too, you know.
Okay, what else you done had?
Well, they had a Cobb salad, which was gourmet. It was made by some chefs. And then they have this kind of like this where you can grab like different finger food ideas and stuff like that. Then the main course is because the draft don't start until 6. So mm-hmm. they just kind of setting us up for the main. So it was breakfast. Now they got like heavy appetizers. And then, boom, I don't even know what the main dish going to be like because the draft starts at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But we out here networking.
Is it all rabbit?
Talking to fans.
Is it all rabbit food, Tory? Is it all rabbit food?
Well, I think that it's rabbit food a little bit because sometimes when you be a part of these events, they like when I usually come up here for the pregame show.
Mm-hmm.
that's why I know that the main dish ain't came.
Right. Yeah, because
you got to realize, you know, I do this, you know, I'm up here all the time, but they about to really show up and show out.
Yeah, well, I'll go up there for weight loss then. I'll go up there for weight loss because I'm not eating until the main event. I'm just telling you.
You got to be careful. That's why you got to monitor. You got to monitor what you're consuming.
Man, I'm just saying, I'm like, it's beautiful. I pass. Oh, that's beautiful too. I pass.
Hey, before you know it, you done chewed on so much stuff. By the time they hit you with the main course, you like, man, can I box this up?
Can I get
a box?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have to box it up because I'd be to save my appetite until I got to that.
That's
with
smart.
Cousin sub, you feel what I'm saying? I'm cousin sub of the day. So I get that club sub and I'll be good. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
they can feed me cousins, man. They can just feed me cousins.
Look, let me tell you, I'm gonna be with Justin. I'm
His
gonna go see Justin.
Up here, by the way.
Yeah, Justin McCoy is up here.
And so, why is it at the station, man? Why is it when the team has cousins? It's always when I'm not in. Like,
oh man, we gonna have to make sure.
Or I get in, and it was like, yeah, earlier a couple of hours ago they had a whole big old party sub. But here,
let me tell you something, Homer.
The cousins
they be
sub
saying
today, sponsored by cousins, and I have never been able to enjoy.
Homer,
my cousin says, bro.
Homer, let me tell you this.
I'm sorry.
When they leave it out in the lobby.
Yes.
By the time my show over, it's just cardboard left.
Yeah, see.
I don't. And they be sitting around peeking, like, waiting. So, I'm trying to tell you, it's real. All right. Well, you know, everybody eating good, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
eating good and everything.
Yeah.
Salute to God.
Let's talk about the draft, man. What's going on? What you doing?
Well, right now, I guess
man.
We're getting ready for this. You know, everybody's preparing for what's to come. A lot of people talking about, once again, Shador. Is he going to go to the Cleveland Browns? Because, you know, it's Deion Sanders' son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our community, we looking because he didn't go in the first round. So, you know, we paying attention.
Right,
you know,
that's
probably the main thing we looking for to see. We going to be relieved when they call his name.
Because,
that's our boy. That's representing
yes,
the coach.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, we
yes,
want to make sure that it ain't no unfair treatment going on.
That's right.
I mean?
That's right. That's right.
So, I think that right now we just all glued on the first couple picks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cleveland Browns still need a quarterback. So, like I said, hopefully, you know, we can get him off the board so we can feel unease.
You know, Brother Z said he put his hat into the ring, man, and try to be one of the draft picks. Brother Z.
Well,
said.
Let me tell you something. Brother Z got to do the work. He spent all his time mastering his DJing instead of getting out there hitting the sled.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, he's 6'5" now, DJ Brother Z. I can see him going in the first round.
Right, I'm just saying.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
hey, look, let me tell you something. You know what's going to happen to DJ Brother Z? You're going to look up, and he's going to be on the WWE.
Okay.
That's where he's going to head. That's where DJ Brother Z going to be head. He got two belts.
Okay.
He
I'm
got
a WWE
two belts.
Fanatic, so, yeah, I'm there for it all.
When it comes to WWE, when he get in, I'm gonna be his manager.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's our plan.
Okay, and I'll be but, pallbearer, I guess.
You gonna hold the urn?
finish him.
You're not gonna bring the urn to the ring,
man. Listen, man.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna be like, finish him. So but the Shador and what are some other prospects, man, that people are excited about, man, at the draft? Like, I know that there's just tons of people up there and everybody waiting on that phone call or to get that message of, hey, you've been picked. Because that's one of the things when we talk about a lot of the people in our community that aspire to just be in the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball or whatever, from the soccer to hockey and all of that, it's like it's out of all of the people, it's only going to be so many that are going to actually make it to the NFL.
Well, I think Ohio State, you know, they did well this year. I haven't heard a lot of Ohio State players, actually be called. It's a couple teams that had good players. They went far with the college football. The new way that they set out the playoffs, they got far. And you don't hear any of those type of players where on the defense side, I think it's going to be a lot of wide receivers being picked. And then, you know, they're saying that quarterbacks don't really do well in the second round. A lot of people, it depends on the need of the team. And a lot of these players are the players in the second round that didn't make the mainstream. They weren't talked about as much. That's why a lot of people are shocked that Shador fell as far. Matter of fact, with the NIL deals, these players are coming in millionaires. This is
right.
The last couple seasons, you drafted millionaires. You used to have to wait. You used to have to wait to get the money.
Right.
Now, these players, the top players, they coming in with $10 million, you know, $1 million. They already millionaires,
right,
playing college football.
Right, right.
So, and then with the portal, some of these players jumping from team to team, then when they come to the draft, they done been on two or three college teams before they got to the draft.
Right.
So
okay.
this is a whole different ball game right now. So really nobody knows what's finna happen because so many of these players have moved around due to the portal.
Okay. It's interesting, man. But that's why I also say, man, a lot of these people that are just waiting on just that particular dream, please make sure you have some backup plans. You know what I'm saying? Please make sure that you're properly educated and I have that entrepreneurial mindset. You get what I'm saying? Because if it doesn't end up happening, you know, it's like, what now? You know, how many, and maybe I should have asked this when Alex was there, how many people that enter the drafts and they don't get chosen re-enter the draft the following year?
I don't know that question.
Is that a thing?
Alex probably would be the one to ask because they, you know, that's, you know, he kind of studies the analytics. But I'll say this. It's only a handful of people that's going to make it pro.
Right.
You know, and out of the millions that's playing, you know, there's only going to be a couple hundred, you know, basketball, football that actually make it, that we actually see. So to actually get your name called in the NFL draft, it's life-changing. Well, now what I'm seeing that college football now is starting to pay players. Actually going to college could be life-changing at this point.
Okay. Yeah, because they did change some of the rules.
Facts.
So
Shador fell to the second round. He got a deal with Nike and Gatorade. Came in with it. His dad, you know.
Right.
What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, we're seeing a different ball game. That's why I say, get y'all kids to college. Y'all might come up.
Yeah.
Now, if you could get them a freshman in college, y'all might hit the lottery.
Are you talking about Everest? Get your ass up off the couch.
Y'all talk about these kids. I heard y'all talk about the kids today.
If y'all
can stick with them, you ain't got to wait 4 years of college. You can go straight to freshman year and you be in the money.
Man, listen.
And look, when they jump out them cars for reckless driving and run away from the police, he need to be on the track team.
Now, Tori, I know.
That's the track star right there.
I know I have a segment to go after this, but this is your final check-in. So let's do your famous outro for you because you won't be coming back for another break. This is your final break.
Oh, famous outro.
So I want you to go ahead and get your famous outro, even though I'll be black in a moment after we come back from the break, and then I get to do my outro. But give yours, Brother Tory Lowe.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tory Lowe from Waterfall Green. Don't know it's me. Go, let's get it.
All right, Lil Truth Nation, thank y'all for following the draft with me. Thank Homer Blow for being in studio. It's powerful. Hey, look, keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, and Homer Blow is going to be back after we go to break. Salute, I love you, and I'll see you next week. All right, Homer Blow, thanks for holding me down.
Yes, sir.
Salute to everybody in the chat.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth. The Truth App. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth. The Truth App and 1017thetruth.com.
This is how we do it.
This is how-
how we do it. I'm the Cousin Sub of the day, sponsored by Cousin Subs, and I'm in for Tory today. You just front from Tory Lowe, then he had to go. He's in Green Bay at the NFL draft for today. I'm about to say what I got to say to wrap up this here show. You've been entertained by the legendary Homer Blow. Okay. All right, cool. I am your Cousin Sub of the day. And, of course, it is sponsored by Cousin Sub. I am the legendary Homer Blow. And, of course, I appreciate all of the interaction. And to our vegan out here, the vegetarian, Kawanda Duke said, finger food is good and the best coming from a vegetarian. That's one thing. It's going to always be fresh fruits and vegetables in any setting. Therefore, I'm eating regardless. Listen, go ahead. Shout out to all of the rabbits, you know, the bunny rabbits, the jack rabbits, you know, I don't know, the scary rabbits. Shout out to all of you. And I understand. But, you know, I know. And to everybody who, I don't eat meat no more. And I don't, the pescatarians, I love seafood and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just saying, I've been good in my doctor visits are always great, so I'm good, and I respect y'all, and y'all gonna respect me. You know what I'm saying? Look at Brother Z eating a banana. Talking about that, like, hey, you ain't a vegan, though, are you? Okay, cool. Thank you. I don't say I need a new producer when I'm the Cousin Sub of the day because we got meat, but Cousins got vegan. You know, they got different subs. So if you just want the vegetables and the bread. Hey, you could have that, too. But, yeah, I'm the club. I'm just saying, you're going to learn today. Brother Z, stop eating that banana like that. You ain't no better than Bango over here. You just sitting there like, yeah, I'm just saying. I wish the camera was on you, and that would be like, okay, y'all can see what I'm talking about. That was
my potassium.
I got you. Yeah, I ain't got to see you get it, though. I ain't got to see you get it because you were just he was going in on that banana, y'all. He was going. So, you know, imagine looking into my producer's booth and all I see is him with this. Right. I'm just saying. Anyway, Sir Chauncey, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said, bro, you got bars. Reggio, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Said, relax. Sanders will be drafted. God's timing on time. So, yeah, hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. I get it. So. As we kind of get into some of the wrap-ups of today's topics, again, we're talking about how can we make it a safe summer, in your opinion, here in Milwaukee. If you are in control, if you are in charge, what are some things that you would do if you had the control to say, okay, this needs to happen, and we're going to make this happen, and this is how law enforcement is going to work. This is how the doctor's going to work. This is how everything works. These are the penalties for people who violate this and violate that. Marquise G, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. It said when Brother Z was giving his thoughts and opinions, he said, I agree with DJ Brother Z. Kids need more family time, not just parents, cousins, uncles, aunties, everybody. And we can bring black block parties. Martin Land, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said, Homer, bring law enforcement black to city neighborhoods instead of suburbia and living more jobs. Suburban living and more jobs. Okay, so bring law enforcement black to city neighborhoods. People got to join. People got to go ahead and apply for the job. You know, it's a lot of people that are not applying for the job, but we talk a lot about how law enforcement needs to do this. Law enforcement needs to do more of that. But if we're not applying for the jobs, and they're always letting you know that they're hiring, they got billboards, they're on buses, they're going to community centers, they're telling you where the they're bringing the job fairs for the hiring to you at different places to let you know, please sign up. We need to help. So we got to go and get the job so they don't have to say that they don't have enough law enforcement, that we don't have enough correctional officers. Other than that, we're going to continue to have problems in those areas. So it's like hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And again, when you're thinking about it, like, let's stop saying, well, this is this, this is that. No, just give your thoughts and opinions on what should be done. Because Burleigh, they're getting a lot of the bump outs. They're getting the bus stop bump outs and all of that kind of stuff. So they are definitely changing the landscape of Burleigh as we know it. And, yeah, it's, again, some of the things that are going on in and around our community. If we're not engaging in the conversation or the dialogue to say what we want to see, what we need in our communities, and they say, okay, well, y'all keep saying it's a problem, but you're not telling me in your opinions how we should do this or how we need to navigate that, then they're going to have to come up with whatever they come up with. You feel what I'm saying? So it puts them in a catch-22 because, one, they want to listen to the community because that's who is paying them. That's who they're here to serve. But if we're not giving our input and saying, well, I don't know, y'all law enforcement, and then they say, okay, we're going to try this then. We're going to try that. And then you get mad at what they're trying. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, come on now. You know, help me to help you. And that's with anything. That's my thoughts on things like that with anything. You got to help me to help you. You can't say that, well, we need this, we need that, and I give you the resources and the information of where you can get those things that you're saying that you need or that those things that you're talking about are available. This is what you have to do. Now, you can't not go and take the information that I've disseminated to you and not do it and then say, man, they still ain't. Be like, well, did you do this? No, because they wasn't going to do nothing. It's like, stop it. Stop it. So hopefully families will unite and talk to their sons and daughters, your nieces, nephews, grandkids. And I'm talking about your uncles, aunties, grown people. It's some grown people that are out here clowning. When I see some of the people that are speeding and driving reckless, it's not just teens. I mean, it's a lot of teens that are out here and a lot of children that are out here, but it's not just them. So that's why I say it's a universal situation, like for real, for real. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You're going to learn today. And again, it is the weekend. It is the weekend. And I hope that everybody will have a safe weekend, a safe and nonviolent weekend. And when we get to hearing about the hot topics for next week and the crime that is taking place over the weekend, that it won't end up having to be some of our loved ones and personal friends that are called out in those reports and those news stories. I want you to know that if nobody tells you that they love you today, I need to let you know that I love you. I love you. So you can talk about, well, no, they don't tell me. I'm telling you. So don't use that as an excuse because I love you. I appreciate you. And I wish you all the best. Up next, The Truth with Dr. Ken Harris on The Truth, 101.7 FM. I am the Cousin Sub of the Day, sponsored by Cousin Sub, the legendary Home of Blow. And I love you. And I appreciate your support. I'm about to check out. Dr. Ken Harris is up next. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here. Peace. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.